What's up, everybody? We're back with another week of the Sports Take. We've got a special episode this week. We're covering the NHL. Now, I'm with Dan the Man. What's up, Danny?
How's it going, Rev?
This week, it's going to be only me and Danny due to external circumstances from the boys not being able to be in the show. So, we got a lot of news in the NHL this week. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, so this week, a lot of things are happening. Yeah, as you know, Eichel is finally back.
Wow, Jack Eichel. It's so good to see him in those Vegas threads. What do you think?
Yeah, honestly, I'm liking it. You know, he deserves to be on a good team. He's a great player, you know. Buffalo wasn't working out for him, so he had to just get traded. Now he's finally healthy, and now he's finally able to play.
Yeah, man. And I watched his Vegas debut. He's looking very good. Although he didn't get any points on his first day back, that's fine. That's fine. He's just getting adjusted.
I honestly didn't watch him, so I can't tell you if he played well or not. But I'm here watching. I have the Carolina and Nashville game in the back right now, and Carolina is currently winning 4-1. So.
Wow, I know, man. It's a very physical game. Within the first period, we had Natchez and Trocheck. We had Trocheck. They both got injured. And Aho right now, I believe he's on the breakaway.
Oh my God,
he missed.
Yeah,
that's funny. We had Natchez and Trocheck go off. Now, Vincent Trocheck is out with an upper body injury. He got cross-checked in the first period, and he is out with an upper body injury. But Natchez got hit in the knee. You know when players, you bend your knee and then there's not that much padding? He blocked a shot and he had to go off.
Oh.
But he came back. The first period he came back, he back-checked, and he assisted Kotkaniemi's first goal of the game.
Oh, wow. Nice.
First shift back.
Yeah. I didn't even know that. So the game's going on right about now. We can talk about that, the current games. We said the Preds and the Hurricanes. We got Panthers versus the Wild. Great matchup between two great teams. Currently 3-1 Panthers. We
got the Stars. Panthers to win this game.
Yeah, Panthers. I think Panthers will win, but the Wild will make a comeback. We got the Stars and the Blackhawks. It's currently 0-0 going into the second. What's your prediction?
Stars and
the Hawks.
The Hawks. Honestly, man, Dallas' first line, they're on fire right now. You got Roope Hintz, Robertson, and Pavelski. That line has been putting up unbelievable numbers in the NHL, and they're on fire. So I think I'm going to take Dallas on this one, even though I have Fleury and Net on my fantasy team. But I'm going to take Dallas.
Honestly, I watched the first period. It was about even. It could go anyways. I'm going to go with the Hawks.
You're going to go with the Hawks, yeah?
Then later tonight at 10 p.m., we've got the Los Angeles Kings against Vegas Golden Knights.
I got the Knights, too. I think so as well because, you know, Jack Eichel played his first game. This is his second game back. I believe he could be a little warmed up, you know. Maybe he can get a couple points tonight. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I hope he doesn't, only because my competitor for fantasy this week hasn't. But yeah, I'd like to see him do well, for sure.
Now, Jack Eichel is supposed to be out for another month. However, he did have a pretty early return.
He did. Which is kind of sketchy, if you ask me, because
Mark Stone randomly,
just out of the blue. Well, he was, of course, like not
lingering upper body issues, I believe they said, right?
Exactly. Yes. And it was kind of weird to me how that actually just, like, as soon as they announced that they're going to place Mark Stone on long-term IR, Jack Eichel's back.
Honestly, we've seen this in the past with Tampa Bay's Nikita Kucherov.
Of course.
Which he He was on IR for the rest of the season. He did not come back until the first game of the playoffs. As you know, there is no cap in the
There's no
playoffs.
cap space
Yeah.
limit, sorry, in the playoffs. So that's what I'm thinking Vegas Golden Knights are doing here because of cap issues. They decided to put Mark Stone on
Yeah.
long-term IR, so doesn't his caps doesn't apply, and
But
they can finally sign Eichel and they can let him play until the playoffs.
I bet that if a Canadian team tried to do that, it would get shut down right away.
I can see that happening, yeah, but honestly, it's legal right now, so it's not like it's not allowed. It's just a way, just kind of a sketchy way
It's
of,
kind of like a loophole.
it's a loophole, so they're allowing it. Gary Bettman probably definitely knows about it and he's heard about it and he
For
knows what they're
sure.
doing, but he's just allowing it. So you tell me, you think teams should be allowed to do this, or you think they should follow the cap space rules and let the players
Honestly,
play?
if they're fine with their player paying their player as they're injured for the rest of the season without playing, then I believe why not? Because at the end of the day, they're still paying them, right?
Yeah, but it's also not fair to other teams because if every other team is staying within that cap limit, you're technically not, just so that you can have them for the
That's
playoffs,
true.
so that you
That's
don't have to
true.
get rid of any assets. So, for example, if Vegas signed, well, they signed Eichel, but since Eichel came back, they would have to free up some cap space. In order to do that, they would have to get rid of maybe a Riley Smith, some key players, Riley Smith, maybe the Donov.
I think there's a fine line. Like there's a fine line between whether they should or shouldn't. I believe it's just something player teams can take advantage of, and honestly, good for them if they're doing it. Honestly,
Do you think it's a
doesn't.
good thing that they're taking advantage?
Yeah, as of right now, until the NHL cracks down on it, imagine you having to get rid of like Riley Smith or even a Pacioretty.
Yeah, I
For
know.
you know what I mean, they would probably have to get rid of most likely Pacioretty or Stone, I feel
Which
like,
would
in that
suck.
situation. Yep. But now that Stone's injured, we did miss a big milestone in the NHL that just happened
Yes.
recently.
I
Do
want
you
to
know what I'm
cover it for
talking
sure.
about?
Yes, Crosby's
Go
500th
ahead.
goal. So
Yes.
I really wanted to get into this because Crosby, being the player he is, Canadian born, an amazing player in the NHL, one of my favorite, personally, my favorite player in the NHL to ever play the game. And I think he is the best player to ever play in the NHL. He just scored his 500th goal. And I think this is, it's a great
A
milestone
huge
for him.
milestone.
Huge milestone. It was against Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yep.
In his at
Home
home,
arena.
Pittsburgh, home arena. So his family was there. All his teammates came off the
Yeah,
bench
well,
to congratulate him.
once he scored, yeah, all his teammates came off the bench. They
All of his
all
teammates.
huddled up.
So now I want to kind of talk about, this leads to the topic too. It's been about 17 years since Crosby and Ovechkin have been in the NHL. So 17 seasons they've played in the NHL.
Okay.
Ovechkin was drafted 2004. However, it was a lockdown. So Crosby, he didn't play till 2005. Crosby was drafted 2005, ended up playing. They both ended up playing from 2005 all the way till 2000, excuse me, 2022. Okay, we're present day. So in that time frame, I want to compare the two. I want to compare the two. Crosby has 1,371 points. So
Okay.
1,371 points. Where
Okay.
Ovechkin has
1,382.
1,382 points, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Ovechkin having 761 goals, where Crosby only has 500. He just hit 500. So that's 261 goals more.
How many
Okay.
assists does Crosby have in his career?
871.
Wow.
Yes.
So basically, you have the goal scorer, Alex Ovechkin, and the playmaker, Crosby, where the 200 difference goes plus 200 for Ovi in goals and a plus 200 for Crosby in assists. So it kind of He's very close to the
Kind of
points.
equals out, yes. So they are close to points, right? They're like, how many points is that? That's like less than, that's like 11 points away from each other.
11 points, yes.
Okay,
That's crazy. Wow. They're so
now
evenly
it's
matched.
very similar. It's very similar. Crosby's plus minus just a little bit better than Ovechkin's.
Ovechkin's.
Yeah, it's 192 is plus minus, so
Okay.
it's about 100 more, a bit more than 100 points per game wise. Crosby's at 1.27 while Ovechkin's at 1.11, 1.111. So Crosby beats him in points per game.
Wow. Sorry to cut you off there, but update on Carolina and Nashville. Philip Forsberg just scored.
Oh, let's go. I have him on fantasy, so that's good.
Let's see this play.
I appreciate
Wow.
that cutoff. I don't mind you cutting me off to tell me my
Wow, what
fantasy
a
player score.
snipe
He
from the
can
middle of
shoot the
this.
puck.
Oh, for
Forsberg
sure.
can shoot the puck, I'm telling you. Let's check this out. Oh, what a beast. Anyways, so back to Crosby and Ovechkin. All right. So Crosby was able to put up that many points in about 150 less games, over 150 less games, so almost 200 games less than Ovechkin.
Okay.
Crosby has 1,780, sorry, excuse me, 1,078 games played, while Ovechkin has 1,247. So you see the games gap, because Crosby hasn't been able to stay completely healthy throughout his career. He
Yeah,
suffered
he's been
many.
in and out
Yep,
of the IR.
he hasn't had a complete 82 season. Like, I think he has
82
had like
games
only
per
a
season,
couple.
yeah.
Yeah, sorry, 82 game season. He's had a couple, but barely for the amount of years he's been playing, right? He's actually been injured, lots of concussions, and
So
concussions take a
that
toll on you.
200 game difference, that's like what, almost 3 seasons, 4 seasons?
Yeah, it's a long time. How many
Wow.
seasons that? That's a long time. You know, he could have put up many more points.
Yeah, well, that's
So
why Crosby is one of the greatest.
it was
And
almost like a what if type of moment. What if he never got injured? He would have not only played more games, he also would have stayed healthy. So if he's healthy, like
he
that took a toll
most.
on him. Concussions
Yep.
take a toll on you. You know, I'm surprised he's
He's
still
still
back
in the,
because
yeah,
yeah,
and he's still
because
doing good. Like, it's not
it's
like.
Yeah, and he's back and he's still doing well, you know, because those injuries like that is very risky, because when you get close to the boards, or like when you go in for a check, you don't want to like get your head involved. And if you get hit pretty hard in the head, it's very dangerous for your
NHL
health.
is a very physical sport, and to play 82 games in a
Yes.
year, in a season, that's crazy, and not get injured,
Yeah.
it's very like
So
tough not to.
both of these numbers are impressive. I think for sure, hands down, Ovechkin is the best goal scorer, I think, ever, to be honest. I know he hasn't beat Wayne Gretzky yet. I think that will kind of cap it off, but Ovechkin definitely is one of the most
How this guy
greatest goal
is
scorers.
36 years old and he's still having 30 goal scoring seasons. Like, he's up to 31 goals this year. How is that possible?
Yeah, he's in the race for the Rutgers Sharks.
Like,
He's in the
I
race. Yeah.
honestly thought he wasn't gonna do good this year. That's why I never drafted him. But
Yeah, me
this guy's
too.
like first in the league.
Yeah, he is. That's what
That's
he does. It's he's a special player, you know.
I
Whenever
like these,
he's
like, he's just a tank. That's what he
Yeah,
is.
that's what he is. He's a unit on the ice. You know, playoffs
And
or not, he's playing his heart out.
it's so crazy to see the Ovi and Crosby rivalry grow as the years went on. Like,
Yeah.
when we were kids, we always seen Crosby,
No,
Ovechkin. They were
on
the two
magazines. Yeah, they were the best.
faces of the NHL.
I agree with you.
Whereas now you have so much new talent coming into the NHL, especially Connor McDavid.
Yeah,
Like,
it's like
that
who's the
guy,
face of the NHL now? Like, you
there's
know.
so many good players nowadays that it's such a competitive sport, and that you have to be special to
To stand out, really,
stand out, really,
because
yeah.
you see, players like Crosby and Ovechkin still keeping up with all the new young
You
talent.
know
It's
what?
impressive.
You know what, too? Crosby's edge work is probably like one of the best edge works I've ever witnessed a player have.
Yeah,
Like
for
the
sure.
way he skates around using his edges to burn people, to deke them out, go around the net.
I
You
know.
know,
He's phenomenal.
he just
It's an
uses
art
it to
watching
his
him.
advantage, and
It's an art, yeah.
unreal. And let's talk about his beauty backhand too.
Yeah, he has the best backhander for sure. He's going to go down as the best backhander in history of backhands. So, your opinion, Crosby or Ovechkin, who do you think is the better overall player? Who's had the better career, more successful? Who would you pick on your team?
I'm gonna be honest. If I was doing a fantasy team, both in their
I'm not
primes,
talking about fantasy.
no? Okay,
Just
that regardless,
like
my
NHL
opinion.
coach, like who do you want on your team? Not fantasy, buddy. Get that out of your
Like,
head.
I'm the NHL coach and I'm building a team with
Yes, you have
either
one.
Crosby or
Yeah, or
Ovechkin.
Ovechkin.
I'm gonna be honest, it would depend on who the other players are. If there are other players such as like Backstrom or playmakers playing with Ovi, I would definitely take Ovi. But if I were to have a single overall player that can carry their own weight, I'd say Crosby, because I feel like Ovi just gets fed the puck and he's scoring. If he's not having someone to support him, I don't think he would be as good as Crosby if he was by himself. Do you know
So
what
who do
I'm
you think
saying?
is better? I know what you're saying. So who do you think is better, Crosby or Ovechkin? Who's had the better career?
Well, Crosby's been in and out of injury, so I do believe Ovechkin because he has been healthy. If you're saying better career.
It still has been Crosby anyways. Due to the game's points per game, it's higher. Crosby has a higher points per game. He has less goals, he has more assists, and he's almost tied in points, basically. In less
Yeah,
games. So to me, that's very impressive with all
but
the injuries.
would you rather have all those points and stuff like that, or would you have the chance to beat Wayne Gretzky's record and go down as the highest goal scorer to ever play the game?
That honestly, that's a very good question. I personally, I see what you mean, but I would rather, to me, it's more impressive having the same amount of game points in less games. Because
Yeah, but see,
a goal
some
won't happen
people
without an
don't.
assist.
They
So,
don't take that into consideration when they're talking about, oh, who's to play the game, or who you know
Nashville
is,
just scored, just to let you
yeah, they
know.
just scored.
Yeah. Okay. It was Janot.
Wow,
Anyways.
they're very close here, within one goal. Tanner
Yeah, what a
Janot.
comeback. Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So let's try to like not disrupt the podcast anymore for live, please. Okay, so back to the conversation. Crosby's the more complete player all time. He's just so much better with the puck, around the boards. He can feed the puck. He can score. You know, he can do that too. He can score. He scored 500 goals. Like, don't get it twisted. And he's also played a lot less games than Ovechkin. So that would have been a little bit closer if he did continue to play those games, in my opinion. So I would definitely would take Crosby any day over Ovechkin. I think I'd take Crosby over any player.
I think I'm
Prime
gonna go
Crosby or Prime
Ovi.
McDavid, I would take Crosby. Crosby has the best IQ in the NHL. He's just too smart. He just has it. It's his talent, in my opinion. Not that I'm saying McDavid's horrible. They're both like any player is a win. You know what I mean? It's just
For sure.
preference. You know what I mean? So yeah, to me it's Crosby. I guess you've always been a biased
I've
Ovi
always
fan
been
and a
a big Ovi fan.
biased Washington Caps fan, but
I just love the way he plays. You just see him skate
yeah.
with the puck and he's just unreal.
Yeah, remember when they would face in the playoffs, like almost every year they would face, like it was just
Yeah.
one time. We'd always watch it and then
Pittsburgh would
Pittsburgh would
always
always
win.
win,
But
but
then the year they
the
ended
year they
up
won the
beating
cup
Pittsburgh, yeah.
was when they
They
won the
ended up
cup. That
winning the
was,
cup.
yeah, that was
That was a big
hilarious.
moment for
Yeah.
Washington.
It was. They finally beat Pittsburgh. So, and what other news did you want to cover this podcast episode, Ralph?
I believe that's it, unless you want to get into who's
Who, yeah,
better,
the
Kucherov or
debate.
Draisaitl.
Yeah, so we wanted to list the greatest, not the greatest, the best players in the NHL right now, and the list from one to about five, top five, we'll say.
Yeah.
So my list, Dan's list, is it goes McDavid, Connor McDavid, MacKinnon, okay, and then we have Austin Matthews coming in at third, and then fourth we have Draisaitl, and then fifth, I actually have Kaprizov fifth.
Okay. Come
Kaprizov,
on.
I have Kaprizov. I'm
That
talking about right
no.
now. I'm talking about right now, though.
No, no,
NHL
no.
right
You
now.
can't say that. You can't say Kaprizov.
But I'm not talking about like old time. I'm talking about right now,
I'm talking
or
about like right now, this season, like
this
few
season. I'm talking
seasons.
about Kaprizov. Talking
But
Kaprizov. The stats
okay.
say otherwise.
Yeah,
Kaprizov
but
is a unit.
also Kucherov has been injured. He's only played 14 games this
I
season, so you
know, I
can't.
know. But I'm talking about top five right now. Who is your top five right now?
Okay, you want to hear my top five?
Yeah.
Like within this is like top five players. Okay, I'm gonna go obviously McDavid first. You
Everyone
have
has to
to
go
have
McDavid.
McDavid first on the list.
Yeah, if you're not going
Second,
McDavid.
I'm gonna go with Matthews. Austin Matthews is an
Austin
unbelievable
Matthews.
player. And then third, I'm gonna go with MacKinnon.
Fair enough,
And
fair enough.
then fourth,
Those
I'm
two,
gonna
those
go.
two.
Yeah.
So,
I'm gonna go Nikita Kucherov.
fourth, you're gonna
And
go
then
Kaprizov.
fifth, you know what? I was gonna say Jonathan Huberdeau, but I'm gonna have to go with Draisaitl just because he's leading NHL goals. If
And
not,
points. Goals and
and
points.
points. Okay.
And points.
Actually, you know what? I would go with Barkov maybe
Barkov.
instead of Draisaitl too. But I'm gonna keep it at Draisaitl as fifth.
Honestly, I'm telling you right now, Draisaitl is
But I'm not
better.
talking about like stats and goals and stuff. I'm just talking
Okay,
about the
that's fine.
player.
If you want to talk about the player, Draisaitl's just been a better player than Kucherov
Yeah, I guess,
because of the
but
players he's been playing with.
we had a long debate about this, man.
I know, I
I
can't
don't
even
know
get
if
into
I
this
want to get
anymore.
into it.
Yeah, honestly, we've had such a we always debate that. So I was thinking we list our NHL Stanley Cup winners, 2022 Stanley Cup winners, and we come back and we check later who was right, who predicted right, and who was wrong, or if we might both be wrong.
Okay.
Okay, so I've got the Toronto Maple Leafs winning the Stanley Cup this year. I don't care. I love the Leafs. They're my favorite team, and I'm biased, but I want them to win, take it all. How about you?
You know what? Off camera, I would agree with that too. But since I want to spice things up a little, I'm going to take the Calgary Flames.
Calgary Flames. If we're
Calgary
spicing things
Flames.
up, Calgary's not winning the cup. But if we're spicing things up, I would say Colorado. I would say the Avalanche,
Really?
obviously. Not being a
I
biased
feel
Leaf
like,
fan,
but you
it's
know
going to be the
what?
Avalanche.
I feel like whoever finishes off first in the league, they don't end up winning the cup. I feel like that's just how it is.
Fair enough, fair enough,
Like, I feel
fair.
like Florida or like
Tampa.
Pittsburgh or Tampa. Pittsburgh's fourth in the league right now, I believe.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know
even
how.
those teams, yeah, like they have a chance of winning the cup. But before we wrap things up, I just wanted to play a quick game. I want you to name, give me like one line, three forwards and 2D, who you would have on it. Just one line. Three forwards, 2D, center, left wing, right wing, and then two back, 2Ds. I want to hear it quickly.
Okay. Can we make David center?
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna do Kucherov on the wing.
Okay.
And then give me Marner on the other wing.
You're taking Marner, right? Okay.
And then give me we're gonna do Cale Makar as D, and then give me Roman Josi as the other D.
Okay. I'm gonna go center. I'm gonna go Barkov. Left wing, I'm gonna go Kucherov. Right wing. Now, this right wing, I think I'm gonna go with Marner as well. And then right D, I'm gonna go Cale Makar. Left D, I'm gonna go Mackenzie Weegar.
Here, fair enough. All right, well, fair enough. But that should wrap us up for today.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Sports Take. Catch us next week where we'll be covering the NBA. Thank you very much. Hope to have Peter back. Ralph, thank you very much. Have a great one.
No problem, Danny. Take care.